relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Yeah. Dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
The table of brotherhood. Welcome, dear friends. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, and I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka. What has become of that table of brotherhood? Does it still stand erect today? Or is it shattered? Is it in splinters? As we broadcast from a capital where we have almost three divisions of U.S. troops guarding Capitol Hill. Just those words beggar belief. What kind of nation needs, requires 27,000 uniformed police, uniformed military with 2,000 of them deputized as law enforcement officers, as marshals, simply for a swearing-in ceremony? Is that not something we associate with East European communist regimes? Is it not something that we have seen in military dictatorships in Latin America tin pot authoritarian governments afraid of their own people? On this day where we remember Martin Luther King, the Reverend who, perhaps more than anyone else, brought us to a place of racial equity, to a place where civil rights were no longer a front burner issue for this nation, the nation that expended 600,000 lives to end slavery. Do we even have a table of brotherhood anymore? I'm going to discuss what we are witnessing. I'm going to play you the evidence of what one of the two political parties has foisted upon this nation. You will hear congressmen, not retired politicians, serving congressmen say that because the majority of the National Guard have a certain skin color, because they are white, they pose a threat to the inauguration and to the political elite. That because so many white men voted for Donald Trump, that they cannot be trusted. As if we are in Pakistan or Egypt, waiting for our incoming head of state to be assassinated by one of his own military officers as he stands on the dais, waving at the crowds. Well, there won't be any crowds in this inauguration. But simply because you swore an oath to this nation as a white man, you are a threat. What would the Reverend King respond? That because of your skin color? Just because of your skin color? You are a potential terrorist? Isn't that a racist statement in and of itself? What if we said that about black men? Or yellow men? Or Native Americans? That by dint of their skin color alone, they were a threat to their fellow Americans and to the political elite. This is a party that has trampled over the legacy of leaders like Martin Luther King. They have divided us. They have balkanized us. They have split us up based upon every conceivable political, racial, gender, and sex identity. How on earth can we talk of peace, of unity, of coming together when you have a whole party built on seeing your fellow American as a quote-unquote domestic terrorist? The Biden presidency will not bring the table of brotherhood back. If this trend continues, if they try and convict the president, who I spoke to just yesterday, in the upper house, in our Senate, after 74 million Americans voted for him, there will be no harmony in our nation. When they accuse those who have served this nation with honor, wearing the cloth of the Republic, as domestic terrorists because they voted for somebody who was a presidential candidate, and because they have a certain shade to their skin, there will be no harmony. I guarantee it. I don't do prophecies. I don't do predictions, but I've studied enough true insurgencies, true insurrections, what we call irregular threat groups, to say, irrespective of what the objective or the putative justification is, when a sizable part of any population of any skin color is targeted purely because of a collective identity, that group's grievances increase. The tension between that community and the rest of the population gets worse. What are we to expect? This is today's Democrat Party. A party that was honorable after it detached itself from slavery and Jim Crow. A party that once it dealt with its heritage of the Ku Klux Klan became a normal party. But not anymore. And it's not really a case of being hijacked. From Nancy Pelosi to AOC to Rashida Tlaib to Ilhan Omar to Steve Cohen, who is the man who called white National Guardsmen an insult. This is a party that has become the antithesis of everything that the Reverend Martin Luther King stood for. And as far as I'm concerned, still stands for today. But we won't sacrifice America on the altar of political power. We're better than that.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Why do I take those calls in the breaks? Oh my gosh! Josh. I just wasted 3 minutes of my life on somebody who believes this document, the Constitution, has a passage in it that says you're allowed to remove the government by force. But he couldn't quote me where it is. Don't live in a fantasy world. Reality may be difficult at times, but it's better than fantasy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Hopefully, technology is on our side, and we are connecting with the man who has created a new media empire, the author of Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. John Solomon, are you there?
I am indeed, Seb. How are you?
Looking good. I love that studio. Happy Monday indeed.
You.
Happy MLK Day. Will you indulge me for a second, John?
Sure.
So I did a long opening monologue, kind of spontaneous thing on what MLK means to me and I think to the American heritage. And in it, I mentioned what Congressman Stephen Cohen said about the inauguration this week. But I didn't play. I didn't want to break up the rhythm with playing the cut. So I think we should get your take on this. So let's play. Can we do a video cut one from Congressman Steve Cohen of New York?
The guard is 90-some-odd percent, I believe, male. Only about 20% of white males voted for Biden. You got to figure that in the Guard, which is predominantly more conservative, and I see that on my social media, and we know it, they're probably not more than 25% of the people that are there protecting us who voted for Biden. The other 75% are in the class that would be the large class of folks who might want to do something. And there were military people and police who took oaths to defend the Constitution and to protect and defend who didn't do it, who were in the insurrection. So it does concern me.
So Steve Cohen says 90, it's a lie to begin with. He says 90% of the National Guard is white. The majority of white men voted for Donald Trump. Therefore, there is an insider threat from the National Guard. You just posted 3 hours ago on your Twitter feed, Jay Solomon reports, this news, which is actually garbage. I know the FBI cannot vet. They're saying they're vetting 25,000 guardsmen. You can't vet 25,000 guardsmen in 3 days. But to this point, that this domestic terrorist brush that they're using against people who have white skin, John, can I just ask you as an American to respond to that?
Yeah, listen, they do have a lot of artificial intelligence at the FBI that can sweep accounts much faster than they used to. So it's not hard to at least do a basic social media check, see if people that are in the Guard are talking about violence. I have such a great degree in the confidence of the men and women in our armed forces. The idea that they would betray their country is almost unfathomable to me. I just think it's silliness. It's more of the sort of divisive speech that has been tearing this country apart for many years. Steve Cohen's a very smart guy, but I don't think that was a very smart statement. I walk by these incredible people. They're sitting out in the cold, freezing their tails off, trying to keep us safe in the city. I see black, white, men, women, Hispanic, Asians, all there, not because they have a political axe to grind, but because they came to serve their country. They swore an oath to the Constitution, and I've seen nothing but bravery and smart, great American men and women in our service. And I think it's offensive to think that some congressman would suggest they could be bought out, their loyalties for the country could be bought out for some cheap political reason. You know, that said, it's not a bad thing to check for insider threats. You can check, it doesn't matter. But labeling and blaspheming our incredible military services, calling into question their loyalty, I think a member of Congress should be smarter than that.
And what about the optics, the optics internationally especially, of having, I mean, I've lived in America since 2008. I've seen State of the Union addresses. I don't think we had 3 divisions worth of troops in Capitol Hill after the September 11th attacks, and the president addressed Congress. So what is this? Isn't there a bad optic, at least, to all of this?
You know, think about it. There are 5 times more uniformed troops on the soil in the District of Columbia than there are in Afghanistan and Iraq combined, because the president has met his targets of getting both the troop deployments down below 2,500 as promised. The big question is if this is necessary. If it's necessary because there is such a threat. We saw what happened when we were worried about optics the first time, right? If you believe the Capitol Police Chief, the reason he was turned down for his National Guard contingent was that someone above him, either the sergeant at arms or maybe someone higher than them, were worried about the optics. If the threat called for it, let's by all means use the best resources we have in America to protect the city. If we find out that we could have done this with 1,000 guardsmen and we brought in 28,000 for whatever, shock and awe, politics, then that'll be an unfortunate circumstance. It's not clear to me the nature of the threat. It also was not clear to me that the FBI understood the nature of the threat on January 6th. It clearly, in talking to people, I had Kash Patel, the chief of staff, to the defense secretary on, and he said one of the concerns he has is that the law enforcement may not have been able to communicate the threat as they knew it appropriately to the people who needed to know. But let's find out what it is. I think most Americans will just be glad if we have a safe and peaceful transition, as we always do. And we'll be thankful to those National Guardsmen, and they can go home to their men and women. I stopped along the way, not today, but on Friday, and talked with a couple of them while the light was red. And, you know, they were literally pulled from their jobs and their houses. One was taking care of a sick mother. And, you know, they deployed in a few hours and came to this city to protect us. And I'm just so grateful for their service and their patriotism, and all the politics be damned.
Yeah, I think it must be an awful position to be in, to come here from your day job, sleep on the floor of Congress, and then because of your skin color be accused of being a potential terrorist. In the last minute we have with you in this segment, John, I mean, you have the best connections in D.C. when it comes to national security stuff. Is there any indication that there is a threat intelligence, threat assessment that would justify 27,000 troops on the streets of the nation's capital?
I've been told that the threat assessment doesn't justify this large a contingent, but given the failure at the Capitol, they want to be overly cautious. there are some people talking about terrible acts, and whether they're mouthing off just to be fun to their friends or whatever, or cool with their friends. Not that I think that's cool. We'll find out. But I think that the city will get through this inauguration just fine. We'll be grateful for the men and women on the streets that are protecting us, including law enforcement that are working day and night. But I don't think the threat – there are threats, but I don't think the threat assessment is for something of this larger contingent. But I think we're playing it safe. That's what I hear from our leaders. We're overreacting because we'd rather be safe than sorry.
He is John Solomon. He is the founder of justthenews.com. Bookmark it right now. Check it out regularly and follow him right now at J Solomon Reports. I'm Sebastian Gorka on Twitter. We're getting Twitter followers again. Lost 90,000 in a week and got 7,000 back at the weekend. How weird is that? Seb Gorka on Twitter. We're also on Rumble, on YouTube, on Facebook, as well as our webpage, where you can find all the goodies at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Back with John Solomon after these messages. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
The things you learn when you follow people who have good Twitter feeds. John Solomon posted yesterday, Parler is back. Not on the app, on the web. And allegedly they're working on the app as well. Follow him, J Solomon Reports, and also justthenews.com. John, welcome back. You have worked relentlessly to get out information on the swamp, on the deep state, especially on the Hunter Biden, the truth of what happened with Hunter Biden, Ukraine, Moscow mayor's wives, China, you name it. Is this, as of 12 o'clock on Wednesday, As a media professional, now the head of justthenews.com, is this going to be memory hold a la Orwell?
I don't think so. You know, I still have 20,000 pages of documents I haven't been able to go through yet. Wow. That I've been able to obtain through sources and FOIA. And so I'm committed to getting to the bottom of it. It seems as though there's a very active investigation by the U.S. attorney in Delaware. I doubt that will get tampered with. But, you know, there are serious questions about what Joe Biden, his family, and Hunter Biden did. Will the mainstream media cover it? They didn't cover it when he was running, so I don't know why they would cover it while he's president. But there are many other dedicated journalists going to find out the truth and get it out there. And, you know, one of the great things we learned, people have said to me over and over again, you must be frustrated that nobody ever hears the stories that you report. And then we did a poll on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden shortly after the election, and 77% of Americans in the poll said they were aware of what Hunter Biden and Joe Biden had done. They knew enough about it to be versant, and they thought, more than a majority of them thought, that Joe Biden had done something wrong. Had exercised bad judgment in allowing his son to make money while he was overseeing the policies. And so the idea that the mainstream media are the end all and be all of communications, I think we passed that era where the mainstream media are a choke point. We can get out through social media, through your incredible show, through my site, many other sites, and get millions upon millions of people educated. And so I'm inspired to continue to report that story out. until we get all the truth.
Well, that's an incredible credit to the success of your reporting. But what about the future of social media, John? Are you not concerned that now big tech have their buddies not only in Congress, but a lot of big tech executives are going to be in government or advising government?
Yeah, listen, this alliance between the mainstream media, the social media giants, the Democratic Party, and in some cases, the permanent bureaucracy in the federal government is always scary. We saw it play out in impeachment with the attacks on me. We saw how it sustained a false narrative against President Trump, the most powerful man in the world for 3 years almost before it was unraveled. But I do think that there are new outlets popping up today that I'm incredibly encouraged by Parler, by Rumble, by Clout Hub, and other new platforms that are growing millions of customers very quickly. And I think if conservatives want to be equal in the game, you can either curse the darkness of what Twitter and Facebook is doing, or you can stand up and build something new. And I see a tremendous effort underway to build new news structures, new social media structures, new servers, but you can't be blocked off a server. That's one of the back-end ways. And I think the truth can get out despite all of these coalitions that have been built on the left.
Well, we're going to talk to somebody who I think has had enough with Twitter in the next hour. That's Congressman Devin Nunes. In the meantime, we've got a minute left with you at John Solomon. Follow him, J. Solomon Reports. What is left to declassify, not just out of the White House, but out of the State Department?
Listen, I think the president's going to declassify everything he got from the Justice Department. We'll have that in the next 24 hours. Big news. We've talked about it. Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, could do the country a gigantic favor. There's a November 22nd, 2016 document that's declassified. It's from George Kent. It's his parting thoughts on Joe Biden's role in the Hunter Biden Burisma scandal. It never got sent to the impeachment team. It never got sent to Senate. Secretary Pompeo, while you're cleaning out your files, declassify that document. Let the American people see it. It'll make a big difference to all of our understanding of what our State Department thought about Joe Biden.
All right. Well, he said it here. We're going to post this on YouTube, on Rumble, and I'm going to send it to a certain guy called Mike. Thank you, John Solomon. Follow him. Go to justthenews.com every single day. Bookmark it. Check it out. He is one of the new non-legacy media platforms that actually tells you the truth. Thank you, John. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next, 833. You've only got one. I haven't even mentioned the phone line. We've only got one line open, 833-33-GORKA. Dial now, 833-334-6752. And while you're doing that, write down this number as well, balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751. This is what I take every day. I took it early this morning. I took it with my breakfast. That's how good a boy I was, because my wife gave them to me. Six little tablets, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables that give me, thanks to Dr. Douglas Howard, 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It's the quickest, easiest way to eat all those veggies that your mom said you must eat, but maybe you don't want to. You know me, I'm a meatitarian. Kale is evil. B, healthier than you are today. Take health in your hand. That's what I call it. Balanceofnature.com. 35% off and free shipping on your first order. Thanks to Dr. Howard. If you use my name, call 800-246-8751. That number again, super easy, but do write it down. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. You know it makes sense. Do it now. Back with your calls here on America First. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752.
This is allowed to continue, that is going to work its way into the entire apparatus of government, journalism, maybe most seriously into the tech sector, which has become the governance apparatus for the new public square. YouTube and Google, Facebook and Twitter dictate whose voices can be heard. And if those entities start trying to engineer the conversation to adhere to the rules laid out with these phony Trojan horse terms, disaster will be the result.
Prescient words from Brett Weinstein, who's not exactly a conservative. He's a university professor from Evergreen who refused to go along with radical identity politics on his campus and paid a very, very serious price. And now he has seen the light. He's just one of the people interviewed in Dennis Prager's incredible movie, No Safe Spaces, given what happened just a few days ago to the President of the United States, what's happening to conservatives everywhere. You need to watch it now. Adam Carolla is Dennis's co-host for a movie that tells you everything you need to know about the left's control of information in America. Watch it today. Get your copy at salemnow.com. You will get a massive discount if you use promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's the movie No Safe Spaces with Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. You can order it at salemnow.com. And for the discount, use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Portions of today's program are brought to you in part by the film No Safe Spaces. The call board is absolutely full. Oh, what a fabulous, fabulous question. Let's go to line five. Ronnie, Atlanta.
Dr. G, so good to talk to you. Thank you for your time. Here's a proposal.
Can you hold the microphone slightly further away from your mouth? You're going in and out a bit.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Here's a proposal. I've been thinking about how to help our president and maybe get some news coverage on it. You know, the old-fashioned.
We're losing you again. Are you moving, Ronnie? Are you driving a car?
Yes, sir.
All right. Be super careful, but let's give it one more try. What's your idea? What's your suggestion?
I say 74 million of us write to President Donald Trump a letter, handwritten letter, thanking him for what he's done for our country. Flood the U.S. Postal Service with 74 million thank you letters and go that route. And maybe we'll get a little bit more news coverage on that. Otherwise, you know, our president has put his life on the line for this country and sacrificed everything he's worked for. And I think he's due a handwritten letter from 74 million of us.
Ronnie,
trying to think about what to do for him and all this chaos. And I think that would be a great thing to do for him and make his heart melt.
I love it. That's the reason why I called the president in the White House yesterday. I'll share a little bit of what we discuss later, but I was thinking the same thing. How do we express our gratitude for everything he and his family have done for us? I don't know how many people know how to write letters anymore. So letters or just a postcard. Let's flood the U.S. Postal Service with tens of millions of postcards. Let's get the address. Eric, get the address of a Trump Tower in New York, okay? That's where we should send them. Ronnie, you're a genius. I love it. I love it. I love it. Stay on the line. Let's give Ronnie a signed copy of The War for America's Soul as an expression of our gratitude. If you want your copy, you can get it right now signed at sebgorka.com or sebgorkastore.com. Love it. Love it. Love it. We have to do it. And let's make some news with tens of millions of letters and postcards. Let's go to Wendell in Phoenix, line three.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Wendell, okay?
I know. I said Wendell, line three. Go ahead.
Very nice to talk to you. I watch your show all the time. But anyways, McInerney, General McInerney, he's retired. He has a clip on YouTube and different channels. And it's about the voter machines going down. He had information about that before it happened on November 3rd, and he couldn't believe his eyes when it screwed. And then he knew about it before the next election in Georgia for the Kelly Perdue or Kelly Loeffler and Perdue and. He has all the information. He's got credentials on his video that shows his life history, and he's a very known general, okay?
But Wendell, stop.
I know the general. I've met the general. And he's a deluded old man. He has no evidence. And half the time he's lying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Republican, and I've lived in Arizona. I'm the fifth generation in Arizona. Our family settled in Prescott, Yavapai County, in the 1800s. And I'm very upset about how we can't get to the machines, okay?
Wendell, it's over. It's over.
It's not over, dude.
No. The president? No, stop, Wendell, okay? You need to live in the real world, okay? Stop. The president, in his video, has conceded there will be a transition of power, and at 12 o'clock on Wednesday, a senile old man called Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president. That is happening, Wendell. That's the reality we have to deal with. And old generals who left service 27 years ago are irrelevant because the voices you're hearing, the videos you're watching, are either liars, con men, or deluded people. I spoke to the president yesterday. Joe Biden will be sworn in, Wendell. You need to start believing it. You don't have to be happy about it, but you need to start dealing with reality. Can you do that for me?
I want an audit done. The machines.
No, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? It's done. It's over. It's finished. At 12 o'clock on Wednesday, we will have a new president. I'm not happy about it. You don't have to be happy about it. But that is what is happening. Please, stop it, everybody. We've got to deal with the world as it is, not as we would wish it to be. Thank you, Wendell. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live, live streaming from the ReliefFactor.com studios, Relief Factor. If you're suffering from pain right now, stop and listen. Relief Factor is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans today, me included. Also, Reggie in Florida. Just listen to Reggie's testimony. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, 4 days, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Find out if you could be the next Reggie. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at relieffactor.com or call them on 800-500-8384. Write that down. 800-500-8384. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. You've waited long enough. Find out today. You know it makes sense. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Ted Cruz, Kayleigh McEnany, Ronan McDaniel, Melania Trump, quoting Dr. King, tweeting Dr. King. Those were the same people that were like Melania Trump with this birther lie, Ted Cruz with challenging, the Electoral College, Kayleigh McEnany. Right. Just over and over again with her propaganda. How dare they try to quote Dr. King on the celebration of his birthday when they enabled a racist president.
Not the smartest tool in the shed or knife in the drawer. That is, of course, Sonny Hostin of The View saying the First Lady isn't allowed to quote MLK. I guess that makes you a racist. Because guess what? I'm going to quote MLK. We open the show with MLK and you're going to stop me, little fascist. This is America. And we're going to quote whoever we want to quote, Miss Sonny Hostin. Back to your calls. Next up here on America First, Congressman Devin Nunes. But first, let's go to Alex in Brooklyn, line 4.
Yeah, hi, Dr. G. So, I heard what you said, but I still think there's a chance that President Trump can remain president Because
are you trying to make me angry? Are you trying to make me angry?
No, sir. I'm trying to respectfully disagree, and I want you to hear what I have to say. I think the Democrats are pushing for impeachment because they're afraid that President Trump is going to use the Insurrection Act, and then he'll remain president. And if they impeach him and Mike Pence becomes president, he has no excuse for using the Insurrection Act.
Okay, calm down, Alex. Calm down. So when I tell you I spoke to the president last night, and he's leaving the White House, and when he makes a video to the nation where he says it's over, are you saying he's lying and I'm lying, Alex?
He's not lying, but he doesn't want to tell us about it. He wants to take the Democrats by surprise.
And you're basing this on what? What's your evidence for that?
My evidence for that is because the Democrats would not be that crazy to impeach him just to ruin his legacy. It's not even going to work. They're going to fight.
Why?
So hard to
impeach Hang on. That's your first fallacious premise. Why wouldn't
leaving.
They? Stop.
He's
stop.
Leaving.
Stop,
already.
Alex. Stop. I'm talking now. Why wouldn't they be crazy enough? They want to ban him from federal service ever again so he can't run in 2024. Do you not understand the implications of impeachment and conviction?
President Trump has a couple of kids, and he has people that are like him that are going to run in the future, so they can't stop that. They could only try to ruin his legacy, and that's why they set this attack up by the Capitol to let the Trump
Alex,
in.
I think I'm done. I think, you know, Shadows, how many of these calls do we take? Let's wait till Wednesday, because if you think after Joe Biden's sworn in that he's still the president or Insurrection Act this, then you're just lost. You're lost sheep. I'm here to deal with the truth, even when it's tough and you don't want to hear it. No propaganda and no delusions. Just the truth. Here with me, Sebastian Gorka.